Well, it is certainly good to hear that theme again. That's right, that means spring can't be far away. It's Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. And now your host for the 55th year. Not that he's been doing it 55 years, but the family has. Andy Waddell, welcome back, Andy.
Good morning, Larry. Gosh, good morning, everybody.
Good to see you.
It is, and it doesn't feel like spring quite yet, Larry.
You noticed that, huh?
But it's spring inside today.
That's right.
That's right. So, hey, thanks for having me back, Larry.
It is pleasure.
55 years. Yeah, it's my grandfather was on it 7 years. And George was, I think, 43 years.
Well, I was telling Raj, I worked with your dad down at KZO when it was on down on Maple Street.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah,
down
on North. We did the show then.
Down on Northwestern's, yeah. So, Larry, I'm wondering if maybe we can dig in. Everybody can get our fingernails. Maybe
let's do it.
A little dirt. Maybe there might be a little snow under the fingernails, too, this morning. But we'll... I just want to say good morning, everybody, and Merry Spring to all you Green Thumb friends and listeners. I just wanted to thank WKZO 590 AM and FM 96 for one of the longest-running radio shows going on our 55th year. 55 years, and I know we've done this before. You know what? Just a quick little flashback. Ford car in 1958 was $1,967. Their range was, the highest price was $3,929. Harvard tuition, Larry?
Yeah.
$1,250 a year. Gallon of gas was 24 cents.
Oh.
Gallon of milk, 101, and a loaf of bread was 19 cents.
And I was born that year as well.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Larry just dated himself,
there
everybody.
You got it.
But Dwight D. Eisenhower was president.
Uh-huh.
Federal minimum wage was $1 an hour. Candid Camera and Ed Sullivan Show was just on. And the U.S. Army just drafted Elvis Presley. So quite a bit happened in 1958. Mm-hmm. So just a little flashback. You know what? Well, I'm looking forward to being with all you folks again this year. Sharing some of my stories, some of the good and successful times. And even sharing some of the hard and not so successful, or even some of the sad times of this year. It feels like this last spring came way too fast, and this year's spring is just not coming fast enough. Those snowbanks are actually being pretty persistent. We're expecting some snow this week.
And what we see the other day, that it was like 18 degrees, and that day last year it had been 88.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sorry, folks, I probably would rather have the 18 because it's hard on the plants. It's hard on everything kicking in.
Yeah, a lot of things didn't know what to do with that. No.
But, Larry, it would take the 60s.
In a heartbeat. Yeah.
In a minute, 18 is not what I'm after. But things come on a little slower. You start at, 88 degrees, suddenly everything's leafing out. So we know how it all feels. So, all of us, including me, we've all got this huge case of cabin fever. And actually, I'm about ready to burst because I'll tell you, I got a lot of winter blues and I just want to get out and get my hands into the gardening. And so I guess the best way to gardening today, everybody, is come down to our 18th annual Spring and Flower Garden Show at Waddell's. Today from 9 to 5 down at Waddell's Garden Center. We're at the corner of 5020 Texas Drive in Kalamazoo at the corner of Milam and 12th. This year's show, I feel, is by far the best of the best so far. And actually, I think, Larry, we try to outdo ourselves. We're our own judges. I need to make sure that everybody sees, so you people, our friends, our listeners, always have something new, something exciting, something different to come back and return to look. One more new little landscaping that might have, say, honey, I got to go take one more picture. I got to go get one more measurement. I just got to get one more visual so I can get that dream. We also have a great, awesome lineup in seminars today with over a dozen seminars today alone, including organic gardening, hydrangeas, tricks with trees, hummingbird talk, monarch talks, and many, many more. Plus, we actually have great distributors this year, representing over 30 different manufacturers, including Waddell's brand new Grill Zone. Waddell's has finally introduced grill, and we like it because American-made ceramic grills called Primo and Broilmaster line of grills referred to as the most durable grill known to man, Larry.
Wow, I didn't, okay. Yeah, good deal, getting into grills. This, all right.
Because you got it, you know.
Nothing says springtime like getting that grill out.
That's right. Jay Leno said, farm to fork is the new word. So I like
that.
From table to stable. From stable
good.
To table.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? We're trying to say it's nice to go out in the garden, pick something, get right on the grill in an hour. Ah, there's dinner.
Yeah.
And with Primo, it's a ceramic line, so keeps the juices in for like ribs, turkeys, steaks, chicken. It's going to be great. We also have a new distributor called Bountia, who has great kits to make your own compost tea. We have many societies like the Kalamazoo and Bloom, the Bonsai Society, Iris, Audubon, Daylily, and Hosta Society, just to name a few. So if you can't get a shovel into the ground, which I don't think you can today, come on down to the expo till 5 o'clock today. There is no charge. There's no charge on any of the seminars except the ones that are listed that require some materials to do the seminar with. So with everybody invited to the show today at Waddell's, I know there probably won't be much gardening. Pretty frozen out. But there are as many things to get ready for. And with the experts actually at Waddell's, our team, plus a lot of vendors, here's some examples of spring projects needing to get done by just coming into the expo. So, Larry, yesterday I had an interview with Lori Moore, and it was very nice. You guys invited me on KZO Friday, and her and I were just talking about, I think this is the year for the comeback of the lawn.
Okay.
Larry, last summer was so hot.
Oh, and I remember.
I tried to take care of my tree, tried to take care of my shrub, and tried to take care of my evergreen. But at 100 degrees, that poor little lawn took a beating. I mean, everybody's lawn took...
It was awful.
Almost went to wheat, you know?
I know.
So, you know, I'm sorry, folks. I just described my lawn. So why not stop into the store, talk to Denny with Grass Magic? It's a phosphorus-free, non-burning, slow-release fertilizer that we have used for years. It was actually in our old lawn program under another name. So talk to Denny with Grass Magic, or come over and talk to Brian with the Prince Corporation and talk about Max Lawn. Max Lawn is a great, economically priced, four-stage lawn program. Be competing with any of the box store pricing. Extremely affordable and actually some of the best product inside. Stop at the urge to actually get the gardening season started early. So at the show, we have Steady Grow. It's a seed starting company that works with materials that will allow those seeds to get going. Little greenhouses and indoor gardening that would work very good. Smart Pots. It's a breathable, flexible, reusable pot. So it can be used over and over again, and whether it be on the porch or the patio or out in the garden. Or talk to Tom at Sunblaster on indoor grow lights. So there's a little bit on the indoor growing aspect just to get things going. So how about the urge to control those little pesty varmints called moles? Somebody said the other day, well, your dog is digging up the lawn everywhere. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry. It is not the dog. It is the moles. So why not speak with our Repellex mole rep, which by far has some of the best control for moles. And just one little thing before we go to a break. How about that drab, tired old landscaping? How about a little time to redo? Why not talk to Mary, our Waddell's designer, or three other local contractors, Boulder Landscaping, Earthworks, and Instant Gratification. All those gentlemen, for sure, along with our designer, Mary, one of the four, could get that ball rolling, get your ideas, and turn your dreams into reality. So, Larry, there's just a few things, and when we come back, I'd like to go over the lineup of the seminars for folks today, because there's plenty to go
Absolutely. We'd love to hear that. And if you have a question for Andy, if you're ready to get out there as badly as he is, 382-4280 or toll free 877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence with Andy Waddell. We'll be right back.
For a breath of spring complete with flowering trees, streams, and butterflies, come to Waddell's Spring Flower and Garden Show today from 9 to 5. Waddell's Garden Center's greenhouses will be transformed into a breathtaking spring landscape with an enchanted forest, a living green roof, dozens of blooming plants, a butterfly tent with monarchs, and miniature gardens. Come see what's new for 2013 when you visit with reps from companies like Smart Pots, Air Max Ecosystems, Stovall Bird Feeders, Kalamazoo Master Gardeners, and others. Check out Waddell's huge discounts on garden items, and be sure to register to win one of dozens of door prizes like bird feed and feeders, garden decor items, and Waddell's gift certificates. And bring the kids, they'll enjoy the butterfly tent and get a plant a pansy to take home. Go to Waddell's.com to see the list of the 30 free seminars, then call Waddell's to reserve your seat. Enjoy the sights and sounds of spring at the annual Spring Expo today from 9 to 5 at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Street.
It is 9:20 and a chilly 28. Welcome back to Over the Garden Fence. That's right, it's 55th year now and the first week back for 2013. And once again, let's welcome back your host, Andy Waddell.
You bet, Larry. Thank you. And you know, before we get started on our lineup, I wanted to talk for 1 second about spring. Do you understand that in parts of the country, yes, it's spring, but I just talked to a gentleman yesterday from California. It had been 85 to 90 degrees for a month. Isn't it nice that actually we have seasons in Michigan?
I don't know.
Well,
I lived in Florida for a few years when I was in the Navy, and people would tell me when you move down there, you're going to miss the changing seasons, but I didn't. You know, the trade-off of having it be warm all year
That's true.
Around, because I'm not a cold weather guy, but no, for me, it was great. Yeah, it's to a point it is.
Yeah, but. Well, I guess, Larry, when summer gets so hot, isn't it nice to see fall come on? Ah, what a blessing. And then here's all the summer hot and everything's green and, you know, the crops start leaving and here comes all the fall colors.
I do like fall.
Yeah.
That I'll admit.
So then there goes all the fall colors. So what covers it up? Little white. So all the white all the winter? So you don't get white in Florida. Maybe dandruff.
No, somehow I learned to live without it.
But you know what? A white covering all winter long maybe is a little refresh. And I read an article the other day about farmers loving these last couple snows because it's just that much more moisture that's getting in the ground. So what a blessing that we are allowed to participate in a wonderful event of spring. For gardeners, spring spells the beginning, the first warm breeze. New life coming into long dormant branches, a warm rain, the greening of new grass, newly turned soil, and our snowbird friends and our neighbors arriving daily from the south. Within our souls stirs a renewed urging to enjoy the great outdoors of our gardens once again. As I experience these wonderful sensations, I'm reminded that God always keeps his promises. No good thing does he withhold for those who walk upright. As long as the earth remains, there will be a springtime and there will be a harvest. From God's word in the Song of Solomon is written, "For behold, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone. The flowers have already appeared in the land, and the time has arrived for pruning the vines. And the voice of the turtle dove has been heard in the land." And that's Psalm of Solomon, chapter 2, 11 and 12. So I'm actually grateful. And I've been to Florida too, Larry. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I was there in August.
Yeah. It does get warm down there, but I live so close to the ocean, and it was just
always right.
a breeze.
That's right. Yeah. So I'm grateful that spring actually follows winter every year. Barren days, like dormant limbs, will soon be dressed up with life. What hope and joy that we are actually blessed with. So I hope God blesses each one of you, our gardening friends this year, with a great gardening season, an abundance of flowers and vegetables, and with many sunny, enjoyable hours in that landscape and garden. So there's just a little thing on spring. And, you know, outside you can say, yeah, there's some snowbanks, but it's coming for sure. So I just wanted to go through a lineup, Larry, on what's happening today down at the store for our expo for some of the folks that can come in. So the perennial talk is actually in process right now. But at 9:15, we have perennials, new and must-haves. 9:30, successful or failure with seed starting. 10:30 is hydroponic for dummies. 10:45, your lawn, a no-mole zone. And that's not my yard at the moment. 11:30 is tricks with trees, and it's kind of cool. This is one of our employees, Sherry Nielsen, doing living willow obelisks. It's a kind of make-it-take-it project, and it's kind of a unique gardening class that does a little gardening architecture, a woven willow obelisk that actually grows. 11:45, we have monarchs, milkweeds, and more. And we actually have a butterfly tent. So families can actually come down, Larry, and you can go right in the tent.
Oh, those are neat.
It is. It's kind of neat to have the kids go in and play around inside and see what's happening with the butterflies as they come out. 12 o'clock with our friend Roger Taylor. Hummingbirds will be early this year. Never know. Come find out with Roger. 1 o'clock, the top 25 easy-to-go perennials with my cousin and friend Kay Waddell, our perennial expert. 1:15, we got blueberries in your garden, in your yard, and in your menu with Rosie Kuivenhoven. She's one of our Michigan Certified Nursery Ladies at 1:15. 2:15 is organic gardening with bacteria and microbes. So really coming a long ways with the introduction of the most advanced technology in gardening and microbes. So Pat Canfora with Ecological Laboratories will be doing that. 2:30 today, your host, along with my friend and designer, Mary Eckert, designing your outdoor living spaces and living area, learning ideas on how to plan, perfect water features, the right plants, outdoor entertainment, and more. 3:30 is 6 reasons why you should add diffused air to your pond. Sounds funny, but a lot of people's ponds went really stagnant in the heat last year, had a lot of fish kill, and just to control the algae. 3:45, last of the day, clematis, the elite of the climbing plants, again with Rosie Kuivenhoven. So those are just a couple things. We also have come down and visit Bill Stovall with our birds, and along with him is the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary. Jackie Wolfinger on Saturday. Jackie's been revitalized the Memorial Bluebird Trail at the Kellogg Bird Sanctuary and learn how to create bird-friendly habitat in your own backyard. So there's a couple things that we're doing, Larry, just for today, just kind of go through the event. So when we come back, let's maybe do a few more tricks and some of the stuff we can get going out in the garden with.
All right, sounds great, Andy. If you have a question for Andy this morning, by all means, give us a call, 382-4280, or toll-free, 877-382-4280. Over the Garden Fence, we'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our local news and weather forecast next.
Public safety crews responded to reports of an early morning fire at Parkview Hills. I'm John McNeil, WKZO News. They discovered flames coming through the roof at one end of a 40-unit apartment building, a Woodstone Drive on the west side. They were able to contain the fire to just one end of the structure, but the entire building had to be evacuated. Some residents rousted from their sleep by public safety officers going door to door. The Red Cross is helping to provide temporary shelter to some of the displaced. There were no reports of any injuries. The initial investigation suggests it was an electrical problem that sparked the fire. Fire Marshal Tim Williams was dispatched to determine a precise cause. The Red Cross of the Greater Kalamazoo area will be holding an event today to celebrate local heroes. It's called Project Hero, and the Red Cross's Lisa Bonney says the day is all about inspiring others. On hand will be representatives of several emergency response agencies to present information on the things they do.
We have the Sheriff's Department coming. We have Pride Ambulance that's going to be here, Oshkabout Fire Department, Portage Parks, Safe Kids Kalamazoo, and of course with our Red Cross folks. We have a whole day planned of just activities, whatever their interest, and learn just one thing, what they could do, become their own hero.
Bonnie says there'll be enough activities planned to keep people busy all day. Project Hero, Inspiring Your Inner Abilities, will be at the Red Cross office on Venture Court in Kalamazoo from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Gas prices are inching upward in West Michigan, climbing a nickel from last week. AAA puts the price of regular unleaded at $3.89 in the West Michigan area. National average is 368 a gallon. An event for music lovers this weekend.
The 8th Annual Kalamazoo Fretboard Festival is this weekend. The event started Friday, but the big action's on Saturday, says organizer Bill McElhone.
We have 13 other bands playing. We have 34 vendors from all over the community, anything music-related, of course. And then we have 9 workshops.
The Fretboard Festival is a celebration of all things stringed, with a particular emphasis on locally made stringed instruments. McElhone says there will also be music workshops and a presentation from author John Thomas, who has a new book called Kalamazoo Gals that's all about the women who worked for Gibson Guitars in World War II. The Fretboard Festival will be held at Kalamazoo Valley Museum on North Rose Street. It's free to get in. Andrew Green reporting.
And Parchment School officials are in the process of negotiating a separation agreement with former administrator and athletic director John Thompson, who was convicted last year of multiple misdemeanors. It followed his arrest for drunken driving and fleeing and eluding police and a subsequent 45-day jail sentence. But Thompson was able to beat a felony charge. They plan to release the contents of the settlement once it's finalized. From the WKZO.com newsroom, I'm John McNeil.
For a breath of spring complete with flowering trees, streams, and butterflies, come to Waddell's Spring Flower and Garden Show today from 9 to 5. Waddell's Garden Center's greenhouses will be transformed into a breathtaking spring landscape with an enchanted forest, a living green roof, dozens of blooming plants, a butterfly tent with monarchs, and miniature gardens. Come see what's new for 2013 when you visit with reps from companies like Smart Pots, AirMax Ecosystems, Stovall Bird Feeders, Kalamazoo Master Gardeners, and others. Check out Waddell's huge discounts on garden items, and be sure to register to win one of dozens of door prizes like bird feed and feeders, garden decor items, and Waddell's gift certificates. And bring the kids, they'll enjoy the butterfly tent and get to plant a pansy to take home. Go to Waddell's.com to see the list of the 30 free seminars, then call Waddell's to reserve your seat. Enjoy the sights and sounds of spring at the annual Spring Expo today from 9 to 5 at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Street.
It is 9:31. It's going to be a little chilly today. Partly sunny, though, with a high 39. Maybe tomorrow we'll see some snow again and a high again near 40. It is 28 now. And welcome back to our first edition of 2013 of Over the Garden Fence. If you have a question for Andy Waddell, 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280. And we're going to go to the phone lines right now with Carol in Plainwell. Good morning, Carol.
Hey, Carol, how are you?
Well, I am great, and I'm praising the Lord for people like you who give him the glory.
Oh.
I love to hear people praise God.
Well, you know what? I don't make spring. He does. So, and it,
right.
It's nice to see the I stepped out of a door the other day, Carol, and right there into the snowbank were these little crocus popping up.
Ooh, I haven't seen any yet.
And you know what? I didn't make the crocus. He did. So those are all things that are very important that we give the credit to.
Well, anyway, I sure appreciate that.
You bet.
And it's a breath of spring in itself.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I did have a question,
mm-hmm.
and I wish that I could make it from here to there to get your butterfly tent about monarchs.
Yes, ma'am.
I keep milkweeds every year for monarchs, but every year for the last several years, I've had problems with them having a dark color on the leaves, and then some of the monarchs that get into the little pupil, you know, the case where they start to hatch.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't say the words right now, but they do never come out. They just kind of deform right there and stay there.
Oh.
And I've been so sad because I love to see them come out and fly away.
Well, sure. You know, Carol, I've got the gal there with the butterflies today. And what I can do is each day I will admit that I learn every day. I always have to ask George a question, and I'm going to have to ask on one. You know, I'm not trying to buffalo everybody, but I know how to attract the monarchs, but I would want to ask some of these questions. And if you're willing, I can get back with you next week. And some of that is trying to create a habitat so you can draw more of those monarchs in, trying to, you know, milkweed is just one of the items that they like. There's a lot of other plants in our perennial lineup that they are drawn to. But that with the milkweed and the spot, I can get back with you on for sure. I know that we've set up butterfly and hummingbird gardens with a lot of people. And once they get established, Carol, 1 or 2, 3 years down the road, people have come back to us and really said how well it does, bringing the draw in some of the echinaceas and coneflowers that they like. And there's a lot of other perennials that are not at the top of my head at the moment, but they're really drawn to. But on the milkweed in that spot, if I can get back with you, one of our gals last summer, our manager in the nursery, Sherry Steam, we made sure we didn't cut the milkweed down behind the store so we would at least be able to draw those monarchs in, because if you have a butterfly in the back, they'll be drawn up into the nursery. So we're trying to keep all the milkweed possible up and growing.
Well, I have them in several spots.
Yeah.
And I did learn one thing.
Yes, ma'am.
They do crawl underground. Their roots go underground, and they go out, and that's why they sprout out in different places.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a rhizome. So, yeah, they do shoot up. But, Carol, let me get back with you on that, and I will do some follow-up and see what we can do on some answers on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope we have a good season together, and I'll get back with you on the Monarchs.
Well, when the Lord's in it, we know we will.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for the call, Carol. Tell me if this is true that I learned in grade school that the monarch butterfly and the viceroy butterfly, they're almost identical, but the monarch has two dots along the rows of his wings, and one of them, and the reason they look so much alike is for protection from the birds. One tastes good, the other does not.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. I never can remember which one is good, but...
And some of that dots originally from camouflage.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go against a tree trunk, they're hidden.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So, yeah, I need to learn more, too. I was in the butterfly tent with my son yesterday, and it's kind of cool. So, Larry, we had a incoming call that didn't want to be heard, and actually one of our guys in the studio here has got a question on spring bulbs. And it is a normal question that happens every year.
Oh, people, it would be, yeah.
People look, just like I just told Carol, I seen those little crocus and hyacinths coming up the other day. People want to know, where can I get that daffodil? Where can I get the tulip? What spring bulbs can be planted? And so I just need to go real quick. The tulips and daffodils and hyacinths and grape hyacinths and allium that you see come up in the spring are to be planted in the fall time. Late August is when they come in, early September, planted in the October-November season. They'll chill and go in a dormant state and then come up in the springtime. Those are perennial bulbs that can be hardy, and they come back year after year after year. When the foliage comes out of the ground in the spring, that's when to feed them. So feed them with a bulb tone and or like plant tone, and you're going to see that bulb, as it grows, take up the nutrients. So when it withers, all the energy goes back in the bulb, because a lot of times you don't see tulips do very well. But spring bulbs that can be planted for summer flower is like gladiolas, tuberous begonias, cannas, callas, caladiums, and elephant ears. Those are just a few, but those are non-hardy bulbs that are sold at Waddell's in the early spring, planted up now, containers, in the garden, along the patio, and then enjoy them in the summer, enjoy them in the fall, but before that first frost, pull them up, get that foliage, bulb and all, lifted out. I like to take them in the garage, and somewhere where the frost is not going to get on them, or in the barn, lay them out on a picnic table or somewhere you know that the green foliage will wither and go back and store that green energy back into that bulb. I think a lot of times in the spring, we mess up on our daffodils and tulips. The tulips come up, they flower in the garden, and we are so antsy to get rid of that old flower foliage that we cut it all off and plant our annuals right over it. Well, first of all, bulbs don't like a lot of moisture, and so we water our annuals right over that bulb that's down in the ground. Doesn't care for it. Number two, we've cut all that foliage off. So most of the time when the tulips are done, people just hack them off. If you have the patience, let a lot of that foliage wither back. That takes all that energy and stores it into that bulb for the next year. So, Larry, I'm just trying to go over spring bulbs just so somebody has an idea between spring and fall bulbs.
I would think bulbs would need a fair amount of moisture.
A fair amount. But once
you're talking about over.
Over and over and over. It's like throwing a geranium on or a marigold on top, and you got to water it every day.
Oh, okay.
Well, figure a tuber or a
Sure.
Like a daffodil. It's almost like an onion in the ground. It's got so many layers, mm-hmm. and after mm-hmm. a while, it starts rotting away. So
okay.
get a certain amount. Yes, it's going to need it. It doesn't need droning.
Well, good. I'm sure a lot of people appreciate your covering that. Because, so. spring bulbs, that's, mm-hmm. talk about a sign of spring there.
Yep.
So, okay.
So, here's part of my list that I compiled that I think are things that we, along with those spring bulbs, that mm-hmm. I think we need to get going on. So, I think we need to start worrying about raspberries. Now's the time to prepare raspberries for good production. And so raspberries should be pruned before the new growth begins. Remove weak canes so any diseased or any have insect damage, thin them out. Take the old mother canes, three-year growth canes, the big thick ones, pull them right out of there. The thin canes, maybe pick 6 or 8 of the strongest canes in each hill, clump them together, and when the raspberry leaves are 1/4 exposed, apply a dormant spray of lime sulfur to control anthracnose. We got a caller coming up, but I also say dormant spray is very important right now. Next couple weeks, remember everybody last year? All of a sudden the fruit trees were flowering. So next 10 days, going to be important to get your dormant spray on. Horticultural oil and lime spray need to go on the fruit trees. Evergreens, lilacs, brambles, roses, a lot of other ornamentals, and it'll help rid all those overwintering insects, insect eggs, and the diseases that become the problem this summer. Start with a dormant spray when it's temperatures of 40 degrees or above and before the new growth appears. Larry, I think a lot of that dormant spray mm-hmm. helps so many issues if they just start out early. Otherwise, everything harbors on the plant over winter.
Okay. I wasn't familiar with that
yep.
product. Okay.
Ashley oil, Larry, horticulture oil, all it does is smothers. Oh. It chokes the insect. It smothers them. So that's the deal on it. And so if you can control what's on the plant over winter,
sure.
you're going to have a great result. So we can actually go up to Plainwell if you want again.
All right, let's do that. And Jerry is on the line with us from Plainwell. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Hey,
I have a damaged tree question. I have a dogwood that had a major branch break off of the trunk of it during the wintertime, and I'm trying to figure out if I should just cut it off completely or strap it back onto the trunk. It was during this last little heavy snow we had.
Okay, and Jerry, you think that was a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month ago?
It's been about, going on 3 weeks now.
Okay.
I did go out, by the way, about a week after it happened and saw it, and I wrapped it and pushed it up as close as I could to the trunk, thinking that might be a good thing to do because there was sap running out of it.
Sure. Well, we got two options, Jerry. We got to either remove it or we got to heal it. So
right.
to make that heal faster, I'd like you to take the strap off and pull the wound open. Get a wire brush or a toothbrush and clean that wound. Clean that all out. Originally, that's probably a weak point or where a crotch or a Y meets and where that weight of that snow pulled that branch down. Open
yep.
and make that wound fresh. Apply a tree wound dressing. It is not a spray, but it is a wound dressing. Apply that right in the wound. Then pull the branch together. Put the strap back on. Bring it taut,
yeah,
and then wrap that. Now, we can only do one of two things. We can see probably in the next 90 days if it's going to leaf out or not. Now, it might even have energy to leaf out in May and wither in June, but you might even, that branch itself, not the whole tree, Jerry, but that branch itself, if it does make it, you're going to know very shortly. And even to help it along, part of that branch, you might trim some of the tips off to encourage maybe some of that growth. So wrapping the tree on that trunk, I'd probably remove about the 15th of June. The tree wrap is like a Band-Aid, but it's going to keep all the moisture on that trunk, and we want that trunk to breathe in the summer. So wrap it now, put the tree wound dressing on it, make that new wound, and then take that that wrap off about the middle of June. So like sow bugs and earwigs don't find a home in the summertime there.
All right.
Option two, Jerry, would be cut it off and then apply that wound dressing on there. And, you can always start with this. It's not much money to try to see if you can save it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jerry, for calling.
Yep. All right. Appreciate the call, Jerry. And we'll come back to wrap things up in just a moment on Over the Garden Fence on 590-96.5 WKZO. It is 9:43.
For a breath of spring complete with flowering trees, streams, and butterflies, come to Waddell's Spring Flower and Garden Show today from 9 to 5. Waddell's Garden Center's greenhouses will be transformed into a breathtaking spring landscape with an enchanted forest, a living green roof, dozens of blooming plants, a butterfly tent with monarchs, and miniature gardens. Come see what's new for 2013 when you visit with reps from companies like Smart Pots, Air Max Ecosystems, Stovall Bird Feeders, Kalamazoo Master Gardeners, and others. Check out Waddell's huge discounts on garden items, and be sure to register to win one of dozens of door prizes like bird feed and feeders, garden decor items, and Waddell's gift certificates. And bring the kids, they'll enjoy the butterfly tent and get to plant a pansy to take home. Go to Waddell's.com to see the list of the 30 free seminars, then call Waddell's to reserve your seat. Enjoy the sights and sounds of spring at the annual Spring Expo today from 9 to 5 at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Street.
Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time today, but Andy is going to talk to her off the air. We have a caller, Jenny, calling from all the way down in Florida, so... Told you, I love Florida.
All right. Well, you, us Michiganers, we get down there, and then we crave coming back here.
Oh, so. You bet. Well, Andy, good luck with the seminar. Congratulations on the 55 yes. years. Say hi to George for
I
me,
will.
Won't you?
I will.
All right. We're going to be back next week with Over the Garden Fence, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center.